Today we walk to show that we are worthy of loving and of being loved. Today we walk to show that we are strong, that we are good, that we are beautiful, just like God made us. Yeah. Today we walk to show that love is stronger than hate. I know that there are those among us today who have not always been told these fundamental truths. There are those of us who have been rejected by our families or our friends or our community. This doesn't mean that our family members or friends or neighbors are inherently bad. It just means that their eyes are not yet opened. They're not yet woke. Their trusted systems for understanding the world, whether family members, TV, social media, faith-based communities, have taught them incorrect things. They've learned to see some people as being different rather than being the same. We cannot follow in that lower path. We have to show them a higher way to live, and that way is love.
Yes.
Love is not an abstract idea. It's a positive force within us, just waiting to be tapped into. Love is not a tactic. It's a living power. It's a fundamental energy that's quietly operating at all times, just like gravity. This energy that we call love operates in and all living beings. The power of love is latent within us, waiting to be released. To tap into this energy, you have to have the power to return love for cruelty. Now, don't misunderstand me. Love is not allowing cruel systems such as abuse to continue. Love never cooperates with cruelty. But it seeks to change cruel systems by changing the people who do not cooperate with them. Take, for instance, Bayard Rustin. He was a gay African-American who in 1942 bought a bus ticket to Louisville, Kentucky, and sat down on the second seat of the bus. The driver got up, called him a despicable name, and told him to sit in the back seat because, quote, that's the law. Bayard said, "My friend, I believe that is an unjust law. If I were to sit in the back, I would be condoning injustice." The driver went to the station and phoned ahead. Later down the road, four policemen got onto the bus and said, "Get up, you." "Why?" Bayard asked quietly. "I believe I have a right to sit here. If I sit in the back of the bus, I am depriving that child." He pointed to a six-year-old child on the bus, "of the knowledge that there is injustice here, which I believe it is his right to know. It's my sincere conviction that the power of love in this world is the greatest power existing. If you have a greater power, my friends, you may move me." Bayard showed love to his opponents, but he stood firm against systems of injustice. With love, we understand that we're all connected. We can then see the common humanity in our opponent. When your opponent brings hatred against you, but is met with love, it reminds them of your shared unity and humanity that they've lost sight of. It can help them to feel the injustice of their methods, if not their cause. It can transform both of you. If you can do this, if you can separate the person from the unjust ways they've been unknowingly taught, and number two, if you can return love for cruelty, you can not only change the world, you can change yourself and the hearts and minds of others. Let's choose love as a way to change oppressive, homophobic ideas. Let us choose love as a way to win full and complete human rights.
Yes.
Let us choose love as a way to reach out to those who unknowingly and ignorantly spurn us and win them over with love. Let us choose love as a way to join with others who are fighting oppression of any kind, be it racism, sexism, homophobia, or any system that divides people into us and them. Now let us go and choose love as a higher way that will transform ourselves, our family, our friends, our community, and our world. Thank you, Niceville! Woo!